Hello, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Yes, Ashley, I'm not recognizing your company.
You've contacted a third-party call center. I service customer support for about 200 different online vendors.
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, like, let me see if I can find the vendor's name.
That's okay. I'll have to search with your name and zip code, see what I can find out.
T-O-N-I, Tony Conrad, 35116.
35116, just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, I believe I've pulled up some matching information just to be sure. Could I ask for your street address as well?
8331. Posey Road.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That brings up where it looks like back on April 22nd, there was an online survey completed.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, there was a sweepstakes offer for the Dyson V11 vacuum.
Yes.
And that had been completed, which led to the enrollment for our Bites Hub meal planning application. It was sent to your email.
Your what?
To Bites Hub meal planning application. It would have been sent to your email for download.
I haven't seen it.
It was sent to the email of contoninrad@gmail.com.
What date?
That would have been sent out on April 22nd. It provides the enrollment and it's supposed to share recipe guides cutting out sugar and carb cravings. There is a current offer to remain for $20 a month instead. Would you be interested?
Are you trying to sell me something? I'm trying to find out if I have a fraud call on my a charge on my card.
Right. So it's stemming from sweepstakes. Go ahead.
Sweepstakes.
Yes. There was an online customer support survey completed on April 22nd. After completing
for what company?
I don't know which company the online survey would have been through, but after that online survey had been completed, there was an offer presented, which was a sweepstakes enrollment on the Dyson V11 vacuum.
Well, they told me that I won that vacuum.
I'm so sorry that the enrollment terms aren't made more clear. This is what the Bites Hub is stemming from.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I was offering the discount if you were wishing to remain in the sweepstakes. It's a monthly contest for the Dyson.
So everybody's into a sweepcase to win this Dyson?
Yes, it's a
and
monthly draw.
You want $20, and you want me to pay you $20 to do that?
I'm just offering if you wish to remain for the next drawing or any future,
no,
we can
no,
reduce
I
the rate.
I don't want your company to do anything with me.
Okay. I'll cancel for you.
Okay.
Will you please cancel
my $59 charge?
Well, our service, unfortunately, the system, it goes by how much time has elapsed since the sign-up occurred, with it
mm-hmm.
being created on the 22nd of April. At this time, our system would refund 25% of the billing.
So the company's going to rip me off?
No, the application had been sent back in April.
What application?
What we've been discussing. That was sent
so
to your email, the Bites Hub?
Because they asked me for a sweepstakes. I filled out this sweepstakes, how I like the store. Okay, and so they said I won this vacuum cleaner. I sent them my card number so I could get, and I was under the impression that I would receive it way before this time.
I'm so sorry, it wasn't made more clear. No, it's per how you answer
no,
the customer
no,
support
no, that's
survey
okay.
questions.
I'm telling you right now, I'm getting a new bank card, and you're not going to get my $25. Bye.
I understand, ma'am. I've already worked out with my supervisor that we're able to issue a refund is what I was trying to explain for you. Simply going to take 3 to 5 business days to settle.
3 to 5 business days?
Correct. If you'll allow me a moment longer, I'll be able to provide your confirmation number. Have that ready when you are. Just let me know. Hello, are you still on the line? Miss Conrad. Hello, ma'am. If you're still on the line, I'm not able to hear you.
Hello?
All right. Your number is 717203.
717203.
7324.
7324. And this number is for my verification that if any money comes out of my account, that you're going to put it back in?
Oh, it had already been withdrawn from your account on April 22nd. That's confirmation that I've provided the refund, and it'll return within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Is there anything else for you at this time?
Three business days?
Three to five business days.
Oh, so you might say it might be next Monday? Or would it be Friday?
I'm saying Friday at the latest.
Friday. 3 to 5 business days. And will you be giving me an email? And what would the email be coming in as?
So any and all emails are generated by the system. Can't promise that sent. I would suggest you keep that confirmation number written down in your records in case you have any other questions or concerns.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I just can't believe people get ripped off like this. It's bad.
I'm so sorry that the terms were missed. You're welcome.
No,
appreciate you calling.
No, this is what this company does. Is it definitely leaves you all fired up, and you know, I mean, the way times is now, you're happen to be talking to a 76-year-old woman.
Okay.
And so I am not that computer savvy, and my daughter is all over my butt for this. Mm-hmm. So I will never be making anything like this again.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. Thanks for calling customer support.